It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? So glad that you've joined us today. We're in the book of Romans, the 8th chapter, Romans chapter 8. We're going to begin reading with the 8th verse, but I think we'll just start with the verse 8, but let's start back with verse 5, and we'll begin there so that we can understand the study that we're looking at. So please, I love to read all the scripture, that way we can keep it in context. And so Romans chapter 8 verse 5 is where we'll begin today. And while you're looking that up, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. And if you would like to write to us, you could write to us at Parkview Bible Church, Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. If you would like to call us, the phone number here is 217-847-2717. If you'd like to visit our website, it's parkviewbiblechurch.org, parkviewbiblechurch.org. And we have the plan of salvation, our constitution, and we also have many studies, and approximately a minimum of 800 studies on that site that you can look at and so enjoy and study and grow from, come to know the Lord Jesus through them. So please that you would look to those and enjoy them. And also, if you'd like to email us, why, you could email us at parkviewbiblechurch@gmail.com or parkviewbible@gmail.com. Either one will work just fine. Romans chapter 8, let's begin the study. Romans chapter 8, verse 5. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but the things that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. But ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. If so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you, now if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his Spirit that dwelleth in you. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors, not to the flesh, to live after the flesh. But if ye live after the flesh, ye shall die. But if ye through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live. I'm going to read one more verse, and then we'll go to the Lord in prayer and start the study. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. What beautiful verses of Scripture. Now, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, thank you today that we can come to you and ask you to bless this study. We can come to you and ask you to guide and lead us to salvation, to show us your Son, the Lord Jesus, that he died on the cross and he saved us, that we can come to you in any physical needs that we have, any spiritual needs that we have. We can come and call upon you and fellowship with you because you will hear us anytime, day or night, any day of the week. We don't just have to wait for a certain day of the week to be able to talk and fellowship with you, dear Father. Thank you for that. And I ask that you will lead us now today through this study in Romans chapter 8, and you'll give us your perfect will. And so please, guide and lead now, meet every need. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, as we enjoy this study here and we look to these verses of Scripture, it's so important that you can see and understand the joy. It is exciting to study the Word of God. And we are told back here in this, even in the fourth verse, we didn't even back up that far. Let me read it for you. that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. It is a wonderful verse, as we have up in verse 1, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. We need to be led by our God. We need to be led by the Spirit of God that indwells us, and that's what these next verses will really be talking about. We need to understand that the flesh will send us down the road of destruction, the old sinful flesh. But if we walk after the Spirit, led by our God, led by the Spirit of God that lives within us, then we will have joy and peace. As we look in Galatians, we find the fruit of the Spirit: love, joy, peace, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Wonderful scripture verses as we go. And let's take a look at them here and see if we can find here in Galatians, so that I can quote it properly. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. Those are found in Galatians chapter 5, starting with the 22nd verse. The fruit of the Spirit is. And so you see, as you come by faith to the Lord Jesus, and we surrender not to the flesh, but to the Spirit, we begin to have those wonderful attributes. We have those wonderful actions, and our life will be a life of peace and a life of contentment and a life of joy. And so please that you look to Galatians chapter 5 there in verse 22 and 23. We need to realize that we need to walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. As we said the last time we were together, this is not a condition for being born again. In other words, we're not forced to walk after the Spirit. We don't have to do that to keep our salvation, to be born again. Because when you accept Jesus Christ as your Savior, you ask Him to come into your heart and to save you. When you do that, He saves you, He keeps you. We are kept by the blood of Jesus Christ. And so don't think there's something that you can do beyond that to have salvation. But if you want a life of peace and of joy and of contentment, then you will not surrender to the flesh, but you'll surrender to the Spirit. The God that's within you, the Holy Spirit, will lead you to a walk and a life of joy and peace. And that's what I want you to find. It's the only way you can find it. The only way you can have peace is to come by faith to Jesus Christ. Now, I don't force you to invite Him into your heart and save you. That's a choice that you need to make. But I promise you that if you do, there are going to be trials and tribulations, but He gives us power and strength to face anything and everything as we go down through that road. So please, listen to the Lord Jesus Christ. Listen to the Spirit as He speaks to your heart and introduces you to the Lord Jesus. Listen when He shows you how wicked and evil you are living in your sin, because you're going to die and there's a place prepared for the devil and his angels. But you will be in the same place if you refuse to come by faith to Jesus. It's that simple. Now, if you don't believe it, that's your choice. But I hope you do. I hope you come by faith to the Lord Jesus today. To walk according to the flesh is to seek to establish one's own righteousness by keeping the law or by doing works. Many people do that. Many churches teach those doctrines, but it's not true. And what makes it a lie is the Word of God. The Word of God tells us clearly that you're saved by faith and faith alone. It's the grace of God that saves you, not something you have done or continue to do. So please trust in that today. I want you to follow after that. This is the natural thing that we do. We follow after the flesh. But if you'll invite Jesus into your heart, for the first time you will have the strength and direction to go another way. The way of joy and peace and contentment, the way of salvation. If we walk according to the Spirit of God, to receive the Lord Jesus by faith gives us that opportunity. Trusting in Him as our Savior gives us the opportunity and the strength, because the Spirit of God comes to live within us forever. What a joy. What a strength. Now, as we read verse 5, and we're going to continue here, because some of this we've been through a little bit, and some of it we really haven't touched too much on, and I don't want to miss it. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. The possession of the heart determines the practice of life. Now, you think about that. I read that comment, and I thought that was very, very good, because you can be born again and still continue to surrender to the flesh and live a very miserable life. You'll have salvation. You'll go to heaven. But this life now is a life of peace and a life of joy. I want you to have that now. I don't want you to leave this life, go into the presence of the Lord Jesus, and not have something to hand Him or something to give Him. Because you see, the more we live for Him, the more we lay up treasures for Him. And so please that we do that. Don't store up all your treasures down here. Don't build those monstrous houses and drive those expensive cars and things like that, thinking that you're showing off, you know, and you're important in some manner or another. Yes, drive a nice car. Live in a nice house. But there's a difference between going overboard in what you possess. We have many times that we need to, many places that we need to reach with the gospel. And that's something that you can do. You can do it through, as we have here with the radio. We have this the website, and it reaches around the world, and it's wonderful to have the witness and the testimony in so many countries. I believe that in just checking, why we're in 35 foreign countries, and also many in this country go by the internet and the website and listen to the programs and study our Constitution to see what we're made of and what we believe, and then the plan of salvation that brings you right to the door of the Lord Jesus if you'll just say yes. And so please that you follow after the Lord Jesus Christ and not follow after the flesh. And it depends on, you know, which you give victory to. Do you give victory to the flesh, or you give the victory or listen to the Spirit? Which one are you paying attention to? The one will bring you no satisfaction at all, and the other will bring you life and great victory. So please, after the Spirit and not after the flesh. The flesh here in this verse of Scripture, for they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh. It's talking about our evil nature. It's what we're born. We're born with this evil nature. We're born in sin. They that are after the flesh, that's their unsaved people who are following after the flesh. Now, a saved person can also follow after the flesh and lose out on many of the great blessings that God wants to give you. But if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ, then the only thing you have is this evil nature. And it dominates you. It controls you. And do mind, the statement there says in verse 5, for they that are after the flesh do mind the things. That do mind is a deliberate setting of one's mind upon a certain thing. And so, in other words, it's what you're pondering on, it's what you think about, it's what you do all the time. A deliberate setting of one's mind upon a certain thing. Do mind. So the mind is set on the flesh to satisfy it. Now, the things of the Spirit, as it speaks next here in verse 5, for they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. those saved, indwelt by the Spirit, desires the things of the Spirit because He leads us. That's how our life changes. That's how we can have the peace and the joy no matter what's going on around us, no matter what disappointment we face financially or in a relationship or something or other, whatever might happen. We still have this peace and joy and contentment that we possess in the Lord Jesus because it is given to us by the Spirit as we are led by the Spirit. The flesh, not led or guided by the Spirit. The flesh is not led by the Spirit. The flesh is led by the evil nature. We still possess the flesh. So see, there's that battle that goes on. We need to surrender to the Spirit, not to the flesh. So the desires of the heart show us the position spiritually. So if your heart is only on the flesh and satisfying it and buying all the things for it and all those things, then you're lost. But if you are saved, then the desires of your heart are to enjoy the Word of God, are to walk in a peace, and to have, as we read back in Galatians chapter 5, that love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. Those are qualities that you'll possess. Wonderful. As you walk each day, enjoying each day, your presence with others, you know, we have that with Joseph, and many times we have it with Jacob when he was over with his father-in-law, Laban. Laban saw that God was with Jacob. So Jacob, Laban was blessed because of the presence of Jacob. Joseph, when he went down and was sold in slavery down into Egypt, you know, it was the same way. Pharaoh, the leader of Egypt, recognized that by listening to Joseph and paying attention to what Joseph was doing, because Joseph was a godly man, that it was a benefit to Pharaoh. And so Pharaoh began to watch what Joseph was doing. He would follow what Joseph would say. Pharaoh was never saved, a sad thing. He got some of the side blessings, you might say, but he didn't have the true blessing of being born again and being saved. And so we need to see that as we look at the Scripture here, that you recognize first whether you're saved or you're lost. Does your desire always for the flesh, is it always for satisfying and wanting to possess more things, or do you sit down and can you really enjoy the Word of God and the Word of God speaks to your heart? Now, we fall back into the other side quite often. But where is your heart? Does your heart desire to follow after Christ? That's the question that we need to look at today. And I hope that you know the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, as we look at the sixth verse, for to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. To be carnally minded means to have the mind of the flesh. And that says it's death, is death. It not only ends in death, so that such are dead while they live. Now, what a statement. How can you be dead while you live? Well, without having Jesus Christ, you don't have any life. You're just walking around, and the joy, the excitement, the life is not present in you, because you do not have the Lord Jesus. Now, we're going to look at that verse of Scripture dead while they live comes from. And that comes from Timothy, 1 Timothy. 1 Timothy chapter 5. Now, we're going to look at the sixth verse. 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 6. But she that liveth in pleasure is dead while she liveth. In other words, if you just continue to try to satisfy your needs with the things of this life, you're never going to have joy. You're never going to have peace. You try to, you know, sometimes we try to give all of the things we didn't have, we try to give to our children. Sometimes we give them too much to the point that they don't appreciate it, get used to it. And then maybe financially you can't do it any longer, and all of a sudden you find out that you've kind of raised a monster. We need to see that we bring our children up knowing the Lord Jesus Christ, walking with them and enjoying fellowship with ourselves and our God and our children. What a wonderful fellowship that is, to raise them fearing the Lord. You know, too often today, why there is no respect of elders to the children, to their elders. They have no, you know, they say anything, they do anything. And that's very sad, because many people that are not raised to admire and reverence your elders, those that are older than you, very seldom do those folks get saved, because they are not used to surrendering to anyone. And we need to surrender to the Lord Jesus Christ. Ask Him to come into our heart and save us. Take that desire of that flesh away and begin that walk in the Spirit. And so I hope that you will come by faith to the Lord Jesus today. Back to Romans chapter 8, verse 6. Again, for to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. But to be spiritually minded, or minding of the Spirit, the pursuit of spiritual things, asking the Lord Jesus to guide and to lead us, to give us His strength and His power. The mind that is controlled by the Holy Spirit is life and peace. One is death, the other is life and peace. Now, what would you like to have? There's a lot of religions out there, and I'm not talking about religion. I'm talking about Jesus Christ. I'm talking about a person that died on the cross to save you and rose again 3 days later and is seated at the right hand of the Father. I'm talking about a person. That's the relationship we have. We don't have a religion. We have a relationship with a person, the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior. I hope that you know Jesus as your Savior. There is no other way. There is no other way. There's no church. There's no philosophy that can save you. Death, dead. That's your condition you're in right now if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ. If our minds are interested, our interest is on flesh, of course that means death. Now, we may face a physical death. I may have to go into the grave. But we're talking about life now and life eternally, or death now and death eternally. And that's not talking about just putting you in the grave and your body rotting away and that's the end of it. Because death is a separation from God. You do not know the one that has brought you into this world. Because as you were conceived, God brings that opportunity. He brings life. Now, as that child is brought into the world from conception on, as a baby, that we're not talking about a fetus, as many poor babies have been slaughtered through abortion. It's murder. Now, we need to come by faith to the Lord Jesus Christ, and we need to realize that no one has the right to take another one's life, and that unprotected baby in the womb of that mother, for us to think that we have the right to take that life away is murder. it's murder. And those doctors and nurses and people that have made that choice will be held accountable. Judgment will come. We need to see that we do not desire the things of the flesh and satisfaction of the flesh, but the things of the Spirit. Death is certain, spiritual death, total separation from God for eternity. Right now, you have the opportunities, the blessings of God. But when you leave this life, you will have no blessings of God, nothing but His curse. You will possess His curse. You're enjoying the blessings now because there's believers here on earth. That's the only reason. The presence of the Holy Spirit is here, and you're receiving the blessings as Joseph did, as Pharaoh did from Joseph, and as Laban did from Jacob. They received, if you'll study the scripture, you'll see that. They received blessings because they knew them. Well, if you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ, you too are receiving the blessings because you know or you're with someone that is born again. They're saved. But we need to see, because you're still separated from God. And there'll be a time when you face the grave, that then you will be totally and eternally in the place, the lake of fire for eternity. Please come to Jesus today. I can beg you, I can talk to you, but it's your decision. And you're either going to have the joy and the peace, or you're going to struggle all this life and then spend eternity in hell. I would love for you to know Jesus and have the one that can get you through those struggles in this life and have joy and peace in your heart, and then have that for eternity, being in the presence of the Lord Jesus. If our minds and hearts are set on the things of the Spirit, that means life and peace. Peace means to bind that which has been separated. The word peace here in this sixth verse, for to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. That word there means to bind that which has been separated. We have been separated from God because of sin. Adam, Eve, when they were disobedient, the first two people that was created upon this earth, they chose to not listen and be disobedient. And that threw us into sin, the curse of God. But God has given us a means to repair that problem, take care of that problem. And that's coming by faith to the Lord Jesus. So as a believing sinner, we are bound together with God and His life. We are separated. We can be put back together. I ask that you trust in the Lord Jesus Christ so that you can possess God's life, the life that He wants us to have. Because the carnal mind is enmity, and that enmity is hostility or hatred against God. So we need to come by faith to the Lord Jesus. Minding the things of the flesh leads to hatred to God. So you see, we have to set and come by faith, set our mind, set our heart. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Please trust in Jesus today. Walk with Him today. It's a wonderful life. And, you'll have challenges, and don't let anybody believe that everything becomes perfect at that time. But you have one that can take you through those times. And it's going to last eternity. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. What a life. Please come to Jesus today. Call upon Him. Trust in Him. Because, you see, He died on the cross to save you. And all you need to do is believe. Call upon Him today. Call upon Him. My dear friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?